Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Sunday, the 21st of June, and on this day in history, in 1879, Frank W. Woolworth opened his first successful F.W. Woolworth Great 5 Cent store on North Queen Street in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, before its name was changed from F.W. Woolworth to F.U. Woolworths, and then just Woolworths for short. It's funny because it's swearing. In 1498, on this day, the Jews were expelled from Nuremberg in Bavaria by Emperor Maximilian. Your guest today on the podcast is sweetness and light personified, a man with enough patience and attention that every single one of his many sexual partners remains consistently fulfilled, Christopher D. Skinner. Welcome back to the show.
It's so nice to be here, and it's interesting that you sort of start the air in there. I've got to say, I'm feeling so refreshed, and I think it's because I've been trialling the meat bed. And it is really working out for me. Like, I cannot tell you, because, you know, I live a vigorous lifestyle, but yet I wake up every morning feeling like I've been hugged warmly all night. It's beautiful.
As always, on the weekends, we take a step back from the Sarlacc pit that is the 24-hour news cycle and retreat to the soothing moon of Endor that is the Weekend magazine. This Sunday, our top feature section is a future arts section with books, television shows and films that we can expect to see in 2021, assuming any artists survive the year. But first, some features of the Weekend magazine that we won't have time for. And in the Weekend magazine today, 6 new apps to prevent or reduce police brutality, including ClickCop, the TikTok subsidiary that will summon all Instagram influencers within a 3-kilometre radius of your instance of police brutality to make sure whatever undue process is being enacted on your body will go viral enough to ensure at least a modicum of justice, as well as social distancing guidelines for a politicised zone. If you're somewhere that is likely to mock or punish you for taking basic safety precautions to prevent accidentally killing your granny with coronavirus, we give you top tips to stop shitheads getting close without tipping them off to your science-based beliefs and behaviours. From a swarm of tame bees who we've brainwashed into thinking you're their queen to a DIY leprosy kit to keep people far enough away from the only very mildly infectious disease that you don't have that they won't give you the extremely infectious disease they probably do. And that's all the time we have for the feature sections we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because capitalism is cancer and we can sell you a t-shirt that says that. If you're an Instagram influencer with a tiny pointless dog that you keep in a bag because it's so inbred it doesn't have legs, it's just an adorable tube of fluff, you'll know that you have to look after that quote-unquote dog, lest its internal structures collapse in public, making you look like a bad hashtag dog mum. You'll want to feed your mutant status symbol with organic whole foods through a silicon straw because its teeth are purely decorative. Occasionally moisten its overlarge eyes with a dropper containing up to half a glass of water. Half a glass of water will keep those massive eyes glistening with photographable cuteness for the 4 to 16 weeks of your cellularly altered beast product's shelf life before it evaporates into dust like the moth that makes up 12.6% of its genetic material. Half a glass of water. It'll stop your mistakes catching up to you for a little while. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The Lord and His Man is the 43rd in Lagarde's Manly Men and the Men Who Love Them series of historical homoerotic detective romance thrillers with a supernatural twist. Lance is a lord, negotiating the heterosexual pressures of the Regency marriage mart with the help of his plucky valet, Blade, a muscular man of lowly birth and mighty thews, whom Lance impulsively hired when Blade highwaymaned him in the moors one stormy night. As Blade lavishes tender attention on the arrangement of his master's cravat each day, their eyes meet lingeringly, but both are held back by the fear that their love is not reciprocated. Both must constantly adjust uncomfortable erections that each attributes to various buxom women in a comedy of errors and throbbing lust. It's not until Blake's dark past returns to haunt him in the form of the helpful ghost of an ex-highwayman ex-lover while he is helping Lord Lance bathe his creamy pecs in an anachronistic bath scene that Lance realizes he has a chance with the gentle beefcake valet who just fainted onto his erection. And also that Blade has magical powers. But he must solve the crimes of which Blade is accused before his heart's desire is hanged for highwaymanery. And what about Lord Pransling? The sinister dandy who threatens to ruin Lord Lance's reputation unless he promises to spend the night at Pransling Manor, known for its depravities. Lord Lance has no option but to accede to sinister Pransling's outrageous demands and slips out at night to the evil revelry. There, the masked perverts of their Hellfire Club menace Lance's innocence until he is swept up in the tender embrace of a mysterious man whose erection feels oddly familiar. Together, Lance and Blade must unite forces above stairs and below to protect each other, punish Lord Pransling, and expose the Hellfire Club while also having sex. The Guardian called The Lord and His Man extremely anatomically improbable, particularly in its depiction of full penetration on horseback. Available now in the back of all closets. Whew.
That feels like a higher than usual erection ratio for a dancey piece of work, and that is saying something.
Double the erections, double the fun.
I believe that's the tagline for the movie version.
The Last Post.
That's all the time we have for your ad section, because now it's time for your top feature section, future arts. What is 2021 going to usher in the form of books and movies and art, Chris Skinner?
Well, Alice, I think it's fair to say that there have been a lot of big stories that have happened this year, not least with sentient trash islands becoming leading political figures, new countries being formed. But I think actually, you know, COVID has been the big creative driver for us all this year, because we just sort of sat here all day long, that mixture of terrified and bored, writing. So I've been having some conversations with some of my fellow producers across the arts industry to find out what is going to happen next year. And, you know...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I've talked to people in literature, film and TV, and COVID dominates. So I've got some exclusives on some of the first releases for quarter one 2021. First of all, a kids movie, King of the Virus. This is actually quite sweet. It's about King COVID, and he wants to rule them all. So this is a classic sort of need versus want story. You know, he thinks he wants everything to dominate, but ends up realizing in this that the common cold, which everyone gets and gives zero f**ks about, is the true corona wearer. So COVID itself just gets milder and chills. Everyone goes to KFC again and everything is fine. There is a cameo voiceover from Harry and Meghan, and it is going to be, I think, the feel-good sort of weepy hit of 2021. Think up,
yep.
But disease. There's a TV series coming soon. It's called Furlough, and this is about somebody who works in a sexual health clinic who somewhere towards the end of episode one realises they no longer have any work because no one is on Tinder and casual hookups are dead. Therefore, sexually transmitted infections are on the way out. So they go on an 8-part adventure where they try to manipulate people into breaking curfew to have sex. The dirtier, the more people, the better. I mean, that one, I think, will be one that might go straight to SVOD. I'm not sure there's any networks that would take it, but, you know, that's fine. People are quite used to the apps anyway, if they're interested in that.
Is it true that there's going to be a new television series based on the 8 different people who lost their eyes from rubber bullets during the recent chaos in America? That they're going to have an odd couple sort of detective, supernatural, superhero television series based on nothing more than the fact that they've all lost a single eye to police brutality?
Yeah, there is actually. And it's actually weirdly going to be played out as a comedy. It's all in the script writing, Alice.
Yeah.
There's a remake coming. It's more like a sequel, really. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids College Fund. It's not fully developed, I understand, but basically everyone's going to be poor as f- now, but that's fine, you know, so don't worry about it. There's a way that our kids will still learn somehow, even though they'll be a generation poorer than we ever were. There's a really a lovely one coming out, I think, particularly aimed at the UK market. Barnard Castle is the working title. And it's a really heartfelt story. It's the barely believable tale of a civil servant who travels hundreds of miles to save his wife and family. And then, half blind, still makes her birthday lovely with a trip to the said castle. Only for the horrible baying leftist mob, or what's left of them, to come out, digital pitchforks in hand, wanting blood. But he gets saved by his benevolent ruler and everything is fine.
Yes, some people are saying that it's a lot like the classic children's film Milo and Otis, in which a dog and a cat journey over a vast distance. But unlike Milo and Otis, which I think quite famously lost about 12 puppies and kittens by throwing them over a waterfall to get a shot, no one's been thrown overboard here at all.
No. But you know, I think what's really important about this story is that everything's fine, okay? Everything's fine. There's nothing to see here. Just forget about it. Why are you still dwelling on it? Yeah. There's a novel coming out, actually, a techno thriller called Track and Trace. It's a film about how a government claims it can do Brexit, be a nuclear power, global leader and general powerhouse, but can't even make an app where literally all the code is there, open source, for free. So it gives a donor £130 million to fix it. They don't. And everything is fine. And finally, I've just been given some feelers on a new series, could be highly controversial. All I've been told so far is the series is Black and White Jesus Have Sex. That's all I know. No idea where it's going to go, who is going to be putting that into production, but I understand it is going to be a big hit summer 2021.
That's all the time we have for your top feature section, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Christopher.
Hi.
In episode 170, you and your guest discussed the proportion of your listeners that might be named after emperors. I am one such listener. My namesake is Tigran the Great of the very short-lived Armenian Empire, lasting roughly 40 years, after which we Armenians fell back into obscurity. I mean, that's downgrading the Kardashians significantly, isn't it? Unfortunately, my parents, who are Jewish, Armenian, Iraqi immigrants to England, a lonely section of the Venn diagram of humanity, did not have a great grasp of the English alphabet and language, and spelt it Dikran, D-I-C-K-R-A-N, which really undercuts the majesty of the name, as my English classmates pointed out to me, I imagine, cruelly. I'm sorry, Dikran. Also, by the way, in addition to the Jewish pogroms, could you highlight a couple of the Armenian ones too? While my Jewishness is more routinely persecuted than my Armenianity, both are doing pretty well in this sport, and it's nice if it can be acknowledged every now and then. Regards, Dikran Hakobyan. Yes, absolutely. I'm happy to acknowledge any massacre. Unfortunately, I only go with the information that is sent to me by the internet when I haphazardly Google things before I write these shows. But I'll keep an eye out for Armenian atrocities just for you. Every time I read about an Armenian atrocity, I'll think of you. Is that romantic?
It's beautiful.
That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor, and that is the end of today's show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every single day, and go to the feed to look at all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. If you enjoyed Christopher on this show today, you will enjoy him on episode 80 or episode 109, so go back and listen to them to learn more about the wonderful man that is Christopher D. Skinner. Christopher, have you got anything to plug?
No, I just want everybody to look to the nearest person and choose love.
The Last Post is a something else. Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Aww.